A guten Chodesh, Shalom Aleichem from Yerushalayim, Yer HaKodesh. We miss everybody. We're here, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Azman of Geula, Azman of Hashbos, Gedolus, of tremendous optimism for a Geula Shlema, B'Nisan Nigalu, B'Nisan Yigalu, and Klal Yisrael needs it more than ever, and we realize we need it more than ever. And in that Tzchus alone, we should be Zeicha this year to be Oichel from the Zvachim Upsachim. And this is a Pesach that's different than other years. It presents a lot more challenges. First of all, the basic health and security of Klal Yisrael. And our heart goes out to everyone. And even just the people who are doing okay, but there's so many adjustments. There are older people who are not going to be Zeicha to have the Seder with their children and grandchildren. They're going to be alone just with their aid, just them and their Goyisha aid alone, can you imagine? And they're going to be children who are chalashing to be with their parents, and the children will be separated in the yontif of tremendous mesaira of dar ledar. The family unit is being divided, and it's very, very sad. And also we have people who really didn't know how they were going to make Yontif. They were planning on going on a Pesach program, which allows them to do Yontif the way they feel they can. And now they're put in a difficult situation where they're going to have to figure things out. And there's a lot of confusion, a lot of adjustments. Borei Olam is keeping also people here in Eretz Yisrael who thought they were going back. And people who went back are worried about coming back to Eretz Yisrael. There's so much here. There's so much going on. And we need to find out a message that we can take this year in particular for Pesach. It's the Zman of Geula, Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So let's try to understand. Let's go back to the basics. The Yontif of Pesach is called Chag HaMatzis. It's basically called a Chag of, you'll excuse me for saying it, but the Chag of a cracker, of a matzah. Klal Yisrael had matzahs. They were running out of Mitzrayim, right? The bread did not have time to rise. And we all know the story, Baruch Hashem. But why are we calling the Yontif Chag HaMatzahs? Is that really a defining point in the Yontif of Pesach? Pesach is the Zman of Geula. We should call it Chag Yitzias Mitzrayim. Why are we calling it Chag HaMatzahs? It seems like a very basic point that we have to ask. Why the Yontif is defined by matzah. And there's another major point, which is really the flip side of the coin, which is the opposite of matzah is obviously chametz. And chametz in this Yontif is really what is a defining part of the Yontif. Everyone is involved in cleaning for weeks in advance, looking for those Cheerios, looking to find the gluska yafeh, so that there shouldn't be any chametz. There's no bittel in the chametz, right? Even a mashu of chametz on Pesach, there's no bittel on it. It's more chumer than all types of bittel. And there's a chiyuv kares on eating chametz on Pesach. Very, very serious. And we have to know, what's the big deal over here? Why is it bal yira? You can't see it. Bal yematzi, you can't find it. And there's a chiyuv kares on eating it. All it is a bagel with cream cheese. I mean, a few hours before Yontif, a person before the Zman of Bir Chametz could have a bagel with cream cheese. Just a few hours later, Mamish Achi of Kares. Any thinking person has to be bothered by this. It's not Chazer, right? It's not Dam, it's not blood. It's a bagel. And yet we find that the Torah goes to the nth degree to tell us to stay away from this. So let's try to understand what the Yontif of Pesach has to do with matzah and has to do with chametz and how that really is shaping the Yontif of Pesach. So Maharal asking a question, the famous question, which is why exactly is matzah called a lechem oini? Why is it called a poor man's bread? And the Maharal doesn't go with the conventional answers that a poor man, a group of slaves, would eat such a piece of bread because it goes slowly in the digestive system and the like. He doesn't like that pshat, and I'll tell you why. Because the pasuk says that we should eat matzah because we left Mitzrayim quickly. B'chipazim. We should eat poor man's bread because we left quickly. Why is the pasuk talking about poor man's bread in the context of the redemption of leaving? Says the Maharal, if it's about bread you eat during slavery, and that's the poor man's bread, then why is Hashem Yisbarach telling Klal Yisrael to eat it at a time of Geula, when we're leaving, because we left quickly? He says there must be something in this bread, even though it's called poor man's bread, but there must be something in this bread that allows people to be redeemed, that allows people to be freed. And there, even more so, there must be something in the poor man's bread that somehow, even though poor man's bread, lechem oni, has a negative connotation, but the Maharal says there must be something positive about being poor. Because somehow, over here, eating this poor man's bread allows us to have a geula, to be redeemed. Klal Yisrael, for 210 years, were in slavery, were catapulted out of that situation to become the Ama Nivchar, who's mekabel the Torah. And it must be that this poor man's bread somehow facilitated, somehow allowed for that geula to happen. So listen to the amazing concept that the Maharal says in Gvuras Hashem. The Maharal says like this. He says that what does it mean to be a poor man's bread? Matzah is plain. It's plain. It's bland. It's water and flour. That's all it is. In fact, if you were to put fruit juice or oil into a matzah, if you were to make matzah pizza, as many people like to do, that becomes halachically matzah ashira, wealthy matzah. Now listen to the way Chazal speak over here. Listen to the way they hint to deeper ideas over here. It's a wealthy matzah if you put apple juice into the mix, into the ingredients. Why? Why does that make it wealthy? And the answer is because matzah is poor because it's basic. It's no frills. It has nothing except what it is. Matzah ashira is now, it's got pizzazz, it's got flavor. You're adding all sorts of other dimensions. Matzah as it is, as lechem oni, is letting go of everything. I don't need this, and I don't need that, and I don't need this, and I don't need that, and I'm just left with the bare essentials. I'm not at a hotel for Pesach. My chasana does not have five all-star singers, Ohad, Shweki, Avram Fried, Simcha Leiner, and Yehuda Green. I don't have that. I am going to get married in a backyard. Removing all external things, all things that even are good during the year. They're good during the year. They're wonderful brachas. But somehow, Borei Olam, when he wants to create a geula, says no. You have to be more basic. You have to be a lechem oni. Why? When a person wants to be affected by something. So he's only affected by it as much as he can be affected by it. But if he's preoccupied with other things, so then he can't really be affected in the way that we would like him to be, because he's tied down by other things. When someone feels like a poor man, like he doesn't really have anything anyway, he starts to become more receptive to what's going on. He starts to hear more. He starts to see more. He starts to connect more in a way that he couldn't if he was going on his merry way. And the Maharal says that when Hashem wants to create a geula, which is a full redemption, is not just siyata deshmaya. It's taking you to a new dimension. And during the year, a person can have all the things that they are talented in, all the wealth, all the brachas, but if they want to have a geula, they have to strip themselves from all of these things and just hold on to Hashem. If it's my talents and my wealth, then Hashem says, okay, you want to do it yourself? You do it yourself. You're on your own. It reminds me of perhaps a mashal. A boy, a 17-year-old bacher, he's very excited. He got his license. He's driving everywhere. He drives the carpools. He drives his mother to the supermarket. He's driving in and out, up and down, everywhere. And suddenly it's time for him to go to Eretz Yisrael. He's all excited. And his parents give him a bracha. It's time you can go to Eretz Yisrael. Aderes HaTorah. And he says, I want to drive to Eretz Yisrael. They say, Yankee, you want to drive to Eretz Yisrael? Very nice. You could drive to the airport. No. I want to drive to Eretz Yisrael. I'm a great driver. I'm very talented at driving. I'm driving to Eretz Yisrael. Yankee, you are not driving to Eretz Yisrael. If you want to go to Eretz Yisrael, you can drive to the airport, but then you have to get on a plane and you sit in your passenger seat and the pilot will take you overseas because you are very limited. It's true. You have a beautiful car, but a car cannot get you to where you need to go. You need to soar, Yankee. You need to fly over continents. You need to land in Eretz Yisrael safely. Yankee, you can't do that with a car. And if Yankee's not willing to let go of his keys, to let go of the wheel, Yankee will not get there. And that's exactly what the Maharal is saying over here. The Maharal is saying, Klal Yisrael are coming into a geula. How do you get Hashem to put you in a situation that you could never have gotten to on your own? With your car, with your wheels, with all of the brachas in your life, true, all of your talents, but you're limited. You can't fly. How do you do that? By becoming an ani, by becoming impoverished, by becoming bland and tasteless, and letting Hashem put the flavor in your matzah. You come to Hashem and say, Borei Olam, it's you. I'm sitting in the passenger seat on this plane, and you are going to be my pilot to take me to a different place. This is really the idea of chipazon, the idea of leaving Mitzrayim quickly. We think that what it means to leave Mitzrayim quickly is like fast forward. You know, you can now listen to Shiurim. I mean, I went on to Shas Illuminated, which is a wonderful resource for learning Bi'iyun, Kal, Masechtas, unbelievable. I went on to Shas Illuminated, and they give you an option of how fast you want your Magid Shir to go. And, you know, I like all these buttons, and wow. I don't know how someone could understand the Magid Shir going that quickly. 2 times the speed, and Mamish sounds like a chipmunk on steroids. But you could do such a thing. And we think that's what chipazon is, that Hashem basically just made us go and fast forward out of Mitzrayim. Says the Yad Mitzrayim, Rav Isaac Chaver, in the Haggadah Yad Mitzrayim, that's not the pshat in chipazon. That's not what it means to leave quickly. He says the following: there are things in life that you do that have proper stages in development. For example, growth. A kid is little, and then over time, he gets the age of 10, 11, 12, 13, bar mitzvah, right? Then he gets to the stage of ben shmoyne esrei l'chuppah, right? And then he gets to the point where he's 30 and 40, and then eventually to 120, a full development. But it's a slow process. And most processes in the world are slow and methodical. However, when Borei Olam takes the wheel, when Borei Olam gives us a geula, it's done b'chipazon. What chipazon means is you don't have to follow the regular system of growth. You jump! There's a kvitza, there's a jumping. Pesach is a zman of kvitza. You get catapulted into a new arena. That's what chippazon is. That's ani velo malach. Right? What does it mean? In the night of the Seder, we say, Hashem did things and malachim didn't do things. It's a very deep concept. Normally, Hashem is using, everything's Hashem, but he uses a system of malachim. Starting from the top all the way at the Kisei HaKavod, he sends malachim down to planet Earth, and then malachim back up. And there's a whole system of malachim going up and down, exactly like what Yaakov Avinu saw with the Sulam in his dream. Malachim that are oilim v'yardim, that are going up and going down. A system, a process, methodical and slow and natural. But on the night of the Seder, it's ani v'lo malach. Borei Olam takes the wheel. And Borei Olam says, we're going to do this on my terms. He pushes all the malachim aside. He pushes all of the things that normally we're using. Normally we're using these things. And he says, I'm getting Klal Yisrael to a place where I need to get them. And he gets us there in a way that we could never have gotten ourselves, in a way that we could have never grown on our own. There's no method like this. It couldn't and wouldn't happen if Hashem didn't take the wheel and fly us out. Bekanfei Nisharim. Mamish Bekanfei Nisharim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. And matzah is somehow giving us this ability to reach this level of being simple and plain. The Zohar HaKadosh talks about eating the matzah, it's like a vitamin for emunah. You know, there's an expression in the world, you are what you eat. It's actually true. The Ramban talks about it, that when a person eats machalas asuras, he actually starts to get behaviors of animals, of non-kosher food, because you become the food. The food is broken up in a person's body and goes through the circulatory system, through the bloodstream, and a person ends up behaving like the bad food he eats. But it also is true, Baruch Hashem, in Kedusha. When a person eats the matzah, he's eating that ruchnius of going back to being simple, going back to being an ani who's not tied down by anything, who's ready for Borei Olam. He's not tied by the stock market. The stock market's crashing. He's not tied by all the worries in the chasana of the flowers and the band and the video guy, because the chasana is going to be in the backyard or in somebody's apartment. He's not worried about anything. He's not worried about anything. He's just there in total simplicity, ready to be affected, ready to be brought to another madrega. That's the koach of matzah. And when you eat that, right? When you eat that, you get a whole different perspective on life. In fact, lechem, matzah is a form of bread. Lechem is a very holy thing. We eat bread, and afterwards we say a bracha that's doraisa, right? The birchas hamazon, we bench midoraisa. Bread is a very holy thing. Bread, lechem, is gematria, yud ke vav ke, three times over, right? 78. What is yud ke vav ke, three times over? Is a very deep concept from the Arizal, but what we can understand is bread is Yudke Vavke is Havaya, is Hashem's involvement in time. There are three Havayas here, three Yudke Vavkes. Hoya, Hoyve Viyye. Past, a Havaya for past, a Havaya for present, and a Havaya for future. Hoya, Hoyve Viyye. What's the significance of this? That there's a connection between bread and time. Why? Bread is like a gas station, right? When you're on a highway, you go to a gas station so you can fuel up. But nobody's planning on just staying at the gas station. You go to the gas station because you're on a journey. You're moving somewhere. You're going somewhere. Every time we fuel up with bread, whatever we're going to do in the day that we have strength now from our food, the lechem is giving us time. It's giving us energy to invest. Bread is actually a lease on life. It's past, present, and future. And it answered a question for me, which is in benching, we get very, very cosmic. In order to be Yotzei benching, you have to mention Bris Milah. I don't know what that has to do with bread. Beis HaMikdash, I don't know what that has to do with bread. Torah, Eretz Yisrael. What does this have to do with eating bread? The answer is that food somehow gives us an opportunity for our destiny to move forward. A person has those calories in them, and they're moving on a path. And when a person's benching, he's focused on why he has the bracha of life itself. Where is he going? To Eretz Yisrael, to the Beis HaMikdash. What's he doing with his life? Torah. He's living with Kedusha and Bris Milah. That's Birchas HaMazon. And on the Yontif of Pesach, we talk about this food. Not food at the Pesach programs of waiting 15 minutes for an omelet or for beets and celery and carrot juice all together. I love that. Those people are waiting online for these juicers and all sorts of things. Or potato starch pizza, which is not all that good anyway. What are people doing on Pesach? They're going back to Chag HaMatzos. Their food, and they are what they eat, is simple. And they're going back to basics. Klal Yisrael is being brought back to its most basic form. During the year, we don't have to be so basic. We can grow with all of the gifts of chametz, that inflated, rising chametz. We could do that. We could grow. But you're going to be driving your own car the whole year, and that's fine. You're supposed to be driving the whole year. But if you want to fly, if you want a geula shlema, then you have to throw everything away and go back to basics and say, Borei Olam, you take the wheel. You take the wheel. And that's why on Pesach, a little bit of chametz, bal yira, bal yimatzeh, anything about being inflated or overdone, which we live this way and we appreciate this all year round. But sometimes we have to go back to basics. We have to have a chasana somehow that looks like a chasana from Europe. We're going back to basics. And with all of the nisyonos that are going on, we're becoming more simple. We're becoming humbled. One of the big yisaitis of matzah, which is also brought in the Maharal, is this idea of chametz being arrogance. Again, it could be that during the year it's not arrogant, it's self-confidence. It's self-confidence. I can do this, I can do that, I'm capable of this, I'm capable of that. I'm very good at investing well in the stock market, and I'm very good at planning a simcha, and we're always going to this hotel for Pesach, and that's all great. That's all great. But when a person is forced to really go back to the basics, that's when they can have a tremendous gula. That's when they could really soar. And this is the Yontif of Pesach. The Yontif of Pesach is defined by becoming a matzah, by becoming more basic. We don't know what Borei Olam has in store for us. We don't know where this is all going. But one thing we know for sure is that Borei Olam is giving us a sheer klali in so many different areas of life. He's really forcing us to reevaluate a lot of our priorities, a lot of whether or not we're appreciating the basics. Do we appreciate basic health? Do we appreciate that? Do we have a meaningful modim in the morning? Do we have a meaningful moedim in Shachris, Mincha, and Marev? Do we have a moedah ani where we're screaming, moedah ani lefanecha, melech chai v'kayam, shechazarta nishmasi, bechemla rabba munasecha, Bayre Olam, thank you for another day. Do we even really think about the bracha of waking up in the morning? And when Bayre Olam strips us from these basics, from the basic sense of security that this generation has been for sure over-secure in so many different areas, now we have an opportunity for Geula. We're being humbled by Hashem. We're being put in our place. We're being flattened, but we're not being crushed. We're being turned into a matzah. We're being turned into ripe and fertile ground for Geula. Ripe and fertile ground for Mashiach Tzidkenu. Ripe and fertile ground for real and sincere tshuva. And this could very well be the most meaningful Yontif of Pesach that we will ever have in our lives, because we are all becoming a matzah. We are all going back to the basics. And I would like to just wish all of us a bracha, all of Klal Yisrael, that we should know of no more sorrow, no more pain, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should take away this terrible magefa and bring back normalcy to our lives. And we'll promise, Borei Olam, that we'll try to take in a message. And in that schus alone, that we're trying to take in a message, we're trying to learn how to go back to the basics, and we're also trying how to learn how to behave at home well. Borei Olam is keeping us in our homes, and I'm told that the darker side of the internet is also trying to give out free things. Not just the Torah world is giving out free shiurim, Art Scroll is giving out free mesechtas, and Otzer HaChachma is giving a ability to use their programming, Mi Ka'amcha Yisrael! But the Sitra Achra on the other side is also offering a lot of free material. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be home now, to see, how do my kinderlach act when they see what I'm doing to the world? When they see that I'm bringing geula, are they going to be focused? And are they going to have pure eyes? Are they going to stay away from things that are bad for them and only utilize the things that will allow them to grow? Perhaps Borei Olam wants to make a very big tikkun right now of how we behave in private quarters. All of us are stuck in private quarters. It's such an opportunity. It's an opportunity to behave so beautifully in private. You know, Chazal say that Yosef HaTzadik was Mekadesh Shamayim B'Seser. It's a different type of Kiddush Hashem. Yehuda, Chazal say, was Mekadesh Shem B'Rabim. David, Yosef's godless was he was in private quarters, and he behaved. And we're all in the confines of our homes. Our shalom bayis. It's very hard not to lose ourselves. A person could get angry. He could get angry, chas v'shalom, at his wife or his children just from being in such tight quarters. A person could get angry at his parents. Parents could get angry at children. And this is an opportunity to bond. This is an opportunity to grow. Right now, the past few days, I've been learning with my son for 2.5 hours a day. I never even, I don't know when we ever had Siddurim like this. I'm getting to know him, getting to understand him, trying to grow in Pnimius. And I'm trying to read Svarim that I never get a chance to learn, to sit there and appreciate, and trying to spend time with my children, with my wife, and trying to come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Davening b'yichidus is not something that we ask to do, but a person could capitalize on this. I'm trying to daven a little bit on my merpeset, looking at the sky, looking at the beautiful trees, saying psukei dezimra while birds are flying around. Ma rabu ma'asecha Hashem. Kulam bechachma asisa, to try to capitalize on the inner world of davening biyichidus, Again, is it ideal to daven with a tzibur? Yes. Is a person's tefillah answered better with a minyan? Absolutely. However, Borei Olam right now wants us to daven b'yichidus. He wants us to be alone. He wants us to sing Hallel. Sing it at the top of our lungs, in our homes, or on our porches. He wants us to cry a little bit in a way that we would have been embarrassed if we were in shul. And now we're all alone. We're able to be basic. We're able to be matzah. And in that schus, Be'ezras Hashem, in the schus of being that ani, that simple Jew who's connecting in this most internal way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will remove this gezeira. We will see Yeshuos b'nechamais b'nisan nigalu u b'nisan yigalu Be'ezras Hashem b'karov b'mheirav yameinu.